19 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday. And I mentioned to you earlier in the show that we would be having a special guest appearance, and that's exactly what's happening right now. My special guest for the morning is a homeopath called Bruce Thompson. He's a practicing homeopath in the Upper Highway area and has a practice in Ballito on a Friday, which is why he's here. Bruce, nice to see you again, mate. Welcome.
Thanks very much, sir. Nice to be back.
And I presume the season that was good to you, the festive break. You're looking well.
Thank you. Yeah, had some good hikes, good time in the Berg, good time with family who are still here, which is we still got a full house, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, slowly getting back into the year. Thank you very much.
So when last we chatted, because before the break we started a conversation which I think we're going to continue this year, because alternative medicine, and I don't know why it should be considered alternative, but it is nonetheless. Homeopathy is considered to be somewhat different to mainstream medicine, although looking at the tradition of wellness and health, the original muti, the original treatments for ailments, were all naturally derived from plants and various natural remedies. That was the original medicine, and it's suddenly become alternative. I don't know why it should be.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of where the money is, and who's got the loudest voice really is what determines that narrative to a large degree. But I always find it important to differentiate homeopathy from phytotherapy or even modern medicine, because you have a homeopathy is quite different. It's, you know, what I always explain it to people in the sense that it's physics. It's not chemistry. It's about electromagnetic waves and so on. It's a medicine that interacts with the body in a different way, in a very gentle way, in a very respectful way to the body and the body's own function, but leads and nudges the body rather than dictates, which phytotherapy or herbal medicine and pharmaceutical medicine do to a large degree. They more dictate to the body what to do. Really, pharmaceutical medicine in the main does that. And that's why it's powerful. That's why, it has the effect that it has. Homeopathy is kind of diametrically opposed to that, in the sense that it is very gentle. It's leading and nudging, and trying to get the body to function better, get the body's own healing mechanisms to function optimally. And that's why we look at the whole lifestyle. We look at the whole the patient's whole milieu. It's about how they're living. It's a wiser way, I feel, of approaching health and wellness. So, yeah.
If I may, I just wanted to ask, are there areas in which homeopathy, the way you practice it, are there areas which homeopathy is more effective than conventional medicine in dealing with and treating?
Well, if you're asking a homeopath, then of course I'm going to say in every area. There are certainly modern medicines and pharmaceutical medicine's strength is in the extreme. Is it in extreme situations and trauma situations and so on? You know, you're not going to come to me if you've just smashed your leg up or been crushed by a machine. We can help with the recovery, but the trauma is for modern medicine.
Oh.
So it's, we're about the health and wellness, both mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical, of the patient. It's a classically holistic approach.
I believe that you have had phenomenal success with couples that have been trying for a family, and for whatever reason, they have found that it's just not been working for them.
Hmm.
Fertility is a big issue in the modern epoch.
Yeah,
it seems odd that it should be, because we're living more luxuriously than I think ever in the history of mankind, and yet it seems to be adversely affecting.
Yeah, there's pros and cons about the modern lifestyle. There's certainly things that support us and help us with our health, and there are things that drain us and make us weaker and interfere with the body's ability to be healthy and to be fertile. As I said last time, I think the one of the main factors in the sort of epidemic of infertility that we have is age. People starting late, starting in their 30s, mid-30s, before they decide that they're going to have children, getting married later. And that naturally creates an obstacle for people. And you add to that all the xenoestrogens, the plastics, the chemicals in our environment that have very profound hormonal influence, then you're starting to get a real problem.
I'd like to take a little breather because this is an interesting subject and I don't want it to run away with us. I just want to take a little interlude here and we will be back with the good doc on the other side. Tired of your... Love it. It's 8:30 on a Friday morning, the 17th of January, 2025. And I'm in conversation with Bruce Thompson. He's a homeopath and practicing in Bolito on a Friday, which is why we're going to be having our regular conversation on a Friday morning before he opens the practice. What time do you open, by the way?
Yeah, I'm often there at 8. The pharmacy opens at 8. I'm down at Thrive Pharmacy behind Concha, opposite Spa. And I'm very often here by 8 if I can get out of Kloof.
Okay, well, there it is. So we're delaying you a little, but I think it's important.
No, it's good. It's good. I'm glad to have the opportunity. Thank you.
So we were talking about the issues of our age, and particularly with regard to those that have been trying for a family and have been battling. There are conventional clinics that specialize. I'm talking about in the mainstream, specializing in fertility and harvesting of eggs and freezing of things and doing all sorts of interventions at enormous cost, I have to add. And I think it's fair to say that the fertility industry is a big industry. A friend of mine, I think, was on the line for, I would be lying if I quoted the exact number, but it was an eye-watering sum of money, which eventually they had success.
Yeah.
And then shortly afterwards, they fell pregnant naturally. And that, oh, my word.
Oh, if I had a dollar for every time I'd heard that story.
Really?
Yeah, no, look, it's expensive. It's amazing work that they do. They are phenomenal in terms of the technology that they use. They justify the expense in many different ways. I'm always looking at the issue, like I said, holistically and from my perspective. And I'm always looking at the long-term health of patients, and the mental and emotional health of patients as well. So not just can we get the result. For me, it's as good a result for a patient who doesn't fall pregnant if they leave the process and they are more happy and they're more comfortable with their decisions or the condition of their life, with or without a baby. That's for me as much of a success.
Okay, and but you do get important. Success.
No, we do, and there's a number of us who use this protocol, which is a combination of Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and homeopathy. And across the board, we get very, very nice results. It's a wonderful job to have, I have to say. You get to know your patients very well. It's very rarely just a month or two that you see them. It's a longer process. But like I said, we always aim to have healthy moms and healthy babies at the end of the process.
And you're famous for that, I have to stress, for those that know about these things, you come highly recommended. So if you are battling with issues of maybe not necessarily trying to fall pregnant, but hormonal issues generally, I think there is a definite advantage to chatting with Bruce in that regard. But now, moving on to something else, you create your own potions and mooties.
That's part of our training. We do a 5-year master's degree, and there's an extra year of research and all of that sort of thing. So part of our training is to make medicine. So we have a homeopharmaceutics component to our training. So we come out of that degree able to make our own medicines. Of course, with you know, these things take a lot of time, so there are businesses who do it for us. But all homeopaths come up with their own concoctions of things, things that they find useful in practice. You know, every homeopath practice is very particular to them. It's very much a reflection of their personality and the way that they see the world. And you know, so I've got a number of products that I sell to my patients and sell through pharmacies and to chiropractors and physios and so on. So I've got a range of sprays, which are really it's a broad range of medicines, really focused on kids and young adults, but they can be used from birth through to old age. That's the wonderful thing about homeopathic medicine, is it's very gentle. It's very safe to use. My sprays come in a colloidal silver base, so it's very stable. It can sit on the shelf for years and years and still be good. It obviously has antiseptic properties and all of that stuff as well. And it's easy to dispense because you just spray. So even if it's a baby, you just spray it up the nose or spray it into the mouth, and the remedy's delivered. So so that's that range. And then I have my very famous war gel, or water relief gel, which is a pain and pain relief, joint relief, arthritis relief. And as time goes on, my patients come back to me with all sorts of new uses for this. For this gel, it's quite interesting. It's a very, very simple little combination, but beautiful in its effect.
Well, I must say, like anything, you have to use it before you can get the effect. And you prescribed for me the war gel, and I thought this strange green goo is not going to do for me. I tried it once, didn't work. I said it's rubbish. No, I didn't say it to you. But then I came back and I said it doesn't work. He said, well, did you use it? And I had to admit no. So how can it work if you haven't used it? Mm. So I then went back and used it, and it is phenomenal. Mm. It really is phenomenal.
Well, thank you for that. I've had patients over the years just nagging me to put it on a shelf somewhere so that they could buy it, because otherwise they have to come and see me to get it.
You know, there are commercial preparations that give you somewhat of the similar relief that your war gel does. Mm. A lot of them are well known. They smell very potent, and you rub them on the areas of you know, the affected muscle or whatever, and it gives you a modicum of a buzz, I suppose, it's fair to say. But the war gel seems to work much deeper. How?
It's a combination of homeopathic and phytotherapeutic. So it's got oils in it, fundamentally a lot of MSM. But then we've got rosemary in there, we've got arnica, we've got clove oil, but then it has a homeopathic combination in there as well, which brings a completely different level of action. So
because to get relief from shall we say, arthritic pain, which is a continual thing with I would imagine, not only older patients, but certainly it is a real thing. And there's not much you can do about those types of ailments. However, this gel seems to bring relief to even that kind of damaged joint situation, which is remarkable.
Yeah, it's very nice. But, you know, those deeper issues take longer. And people find that they need to use it for longer to get proper benefit, but keep going and it'll help you. It's a very gentle but very and very simple but very effective treatment. Well, it's always important to look at the lifestyle factors as well around these things. You know, I'm not a great believer in the pill for an ill, and the gel is a stopgap in many senses, and you really need to look at you need to think more deeply about your conditions, you know, and how you're contributing to them. And so often it's about our diet, it's about what we're putting into our body and the inflammatory state we're creating in our system. That, and there's a lot that we can do. There's a lot that we as individuals, a lot of power that we have, a lot of influence that we have over our symptoms. We just don't realize it.
Yeah.
Both on the positive and the negative side. So, that's my job, is to educate my patients as to what they're doing that is harming them and what they can do that will help them.
It would appear that modern lifestyle and processed foods and convenience foods, generally speaking, things that are accepted as the norm, are fueling a pandemic of disease. Cancers are off the charts. I have several friends, that are suffering, and there is just no, it seems to be no escape from the it's like a scythe cutting through society. Of course, there's always hope there. You know, one hopes for the best, and there are treatments, etc. But surely prevention must be better than cure. And your approach, diet, exercise, understanding the cause of these things, tends to be, I think it makes a heck of a lot more sense to fix the cause than to try to sort out the situation once it has become a problem.
Yeah, the one drawback there is that it's responsibility on the patient to do something.
Well, I think it's incumbent on all of us.
But that's my job, is to support them and to make sure that they start making those changes.
And if you would like to have a chat with my very special guest, Bruce Thompson, homeopath, who practices in Belito on a Friday, but is up on the highway, you know, for the rest of the week. All you need to do really is pop down to the Belito Village, to the Balvista Center, to the Thrive Pharmacy, and make an appointment. It's as simple as that. Or go online to
healthcollective.co.za.
And there you will find him. But I look forward to continuing the conversation, Bruce, in a week's time, when once again we might look at some more specific issues going forward.
Sorry, the contact details are also on the Thrive website, the Thrive Arenal website. So
the Thrive Pharmacy website.
Yeah, Thrive Pharmacy website. Not the
because there's a medical practice called Thrive as well. Yeah. Also very good. Excellent. But there it is, and highly recommended. Very nice guy. Nice to be chatting on a Friday, Bruce. We look forward to the next one.
Thanks
and,
so much.
And the morning show continues with, if I can find it, Burton Cumming, a beautiful tune.
Thanks, Dave.